Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
Hello, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Laura Mishcon, and welcome to your weekly wellness roundup. It's Friday again.
We're here again. It's like it just whizzes by, doesn't it?
It really does.
And we are here in your ears to tell you all about the happenings in the wellness and self-care world.
It's been quite a big week of feedback this week after the Motherhood Show.
Wow.
It struck a chord, shall we say.
I mean, I've actually been very humbled and very touched by all of the very positive feedback. It has been hugely supportive, hasn't it?
Yeah. So thank you to all of you who took the time to DM and email and message and leave voice notes and all the things you've done in response to that show. I think it reached a lot of women.
Which I'm pleased, because I didn't find that an easy show
to
record.
No, you did not.
And actually, all the feedback that was coming in, I've kind of forgotten what I've said. Mm. And I keep thinking, maybe I should listen to it back to hear what I actually said.
But you don't want to.
But I don't really want to.
No, I understand.
No, I mean, one of my friends told me that he cried when he listened to it.
My mum said the same.
She cried?
Yeah.
What did I say?
You were just very vulnerable and honest. And I think a lot of people felt heard and seen and also touched by your story.
Well, thank you. Anyway, it's been so appreciated for every email and every message that we've had and every post that's gone up on our Self-Care Clubbers Facebook group. There's been quite a lot of activity on there. And just honestly, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. A show, we haven't had this much feedback from a show in a long time.
Mm. I wanted to read out a couple of them.
Oh, go on.
Today's episode was honestly one of the best ones to date. Between Nicole's vulnerability and Lauren's supportiveness, adored it. Another lady
Gorgeous.
Said, just wanted to congratulate you both, but especially Nicole, on the most amazing motherhood episode. You reflected so much of the full picture. I am both so proud and have shame around some periods of my motherhood, even if I can blame some of it on depression. But the truth is that it can be boring, relentless and stifling, as well as the most rewarding thing filled with unexpected moments. A fabulous episode you should be proud of, and I'm sure made many women cry and feel recognised.
Wow.
And another one, just listen to the Mother's Day episode on how raw, honest, blunt. I take my hats off to you both. Motherhood isn't easy and everyone always posts about the highs and how lovely it is, but it can be bloody hard.
That was something, wasn't it, that people said how honest it was.
Yeah.
And I do think there is a lot of stuff online about the difficulty in motherhood. And I do think we said this on the show, but it's always in the early years of like the toddler phases of little children. And then there's all the funny videos and memes about teenagers.
Yes.
And they are hilarious. And yes. My God, do I hard relate to most of them. But there isn't a lot of conversation around your own internal struggle with motherhood itself. It's not the parenting of the children. I don't know, there's a slight difference.
Because the children are centralised and not the mother.
Yes.
That's why.
It's my relationship towards motherhood, not my relationship towards my kids.
Yes, absolutely.
And I don't think there's enough conversation around that.
I think it's exactly that.
Yeah.
There were a couple more. Thank you for the show today. I totally relate with Nicole and it's very difficult to voice. You were honest and brave and it did comfort me to know that we all have a different experience and we adore our children. But my God, it's so tough.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I had a lovely message on Instagram in my personal account.
Yeah.
And it's a woman I know, and she lives in America. And she basically said that how much she resonated with the bit that I said about the career, having the career and being a mother. And mm-hmm. she has a very dynamic career, but she gave up working for 13 years. Mm-hmm. And she said, and it wasn't until I basically started going a bit stir crazy that I knew I had to claw my way out for myself mm-hmm. and for my children. And she's done amazingly, and she's hugely successful in what she does. But we just had a chat about how we do both wholeheartedly and full time, and how one is always struggling because of the other. And there's such an injustice in that.
Well, there is, because as you were saying that, I was just thinking, I don't think anyone's ever had a conversation with my husband about how do you manage to juggle being a dad of three and your job? Because the answer is, he has me, but I don't have a wife.
So, do you remember, this is a bit, little bit of a side note here, do you remember when I was having, I talked about it in the book, about that panic attack that I had in the middle of the Phoenix furniture department?
Of course I do.
And I talk about it in the book, so I'm not going to go into that, but I had a really, really awful day, and I had this panic attack, and I couldn't drive home, and I sort of sat in one of the coffee shops in Phoenix,
yeah,
just calming myself down.
Yeah.
And I was on the phone to you at one point, and you said very supportively, what do you need? And I said, I need to go home, and I need dinner to have been made. I need the washing to have been done. And I need everyone to have just done their homework, and everything is just domestically done. And you said, so you need a wife.
We all need a wife.
That's what you said. You said, everybody needs a wife.
God, it's so true though.
So oh, it was true. Just absolutely, it was like a real bit of comic relief in what was a very difficult moment.
I feel like if I had me at home, I could just go and like run the world whilst the other me was doing everything else at home.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
It really would.
Why can't we just
clone ourselves? Yeah. Like Barbara Streisand does with her dog.
She clones her dogs?
Yeah. She's basically had the same dog.
The dogs aren't doing the washing.
I suspect Barbara Streisand probably has someone else to do the washing. The dog is just free to be a dog.
Would you clone your dog?
No. Because I know they're genetically the same, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
But like, apparently they have, not only do they look identical, but they have the same personality. Like everything's the same.
No, that's creepy.
It's weird, right?
But I'm genetically the same as my sister, but we're not the same.
Well, you're not, because you're a different egg and a different sperm. You just come from the same parents.
But we come from exactly the same gene pool.
It would be you. You'd have to clone your genes, and then it would just be you again. Mm. Oh, it's weird.
Anyway, we're not doing that.
No.
And that is not a TikTok trend of the week.
No, not yet.
So come on, what's been happening in the world of wellness? Give us your research, Laura Mishcon.
Oh my Lord, there's been so much going on. Okay, firstly, France has become the world's first country to enshrine abortion rights in its constitution. So on Monday, this was the culmination of an effort that began in direct response to Roe versus Wade being overturned. And lawmakers from both houses of the French Parliament voted 780-72 in favour of making sure there is guaranteed freedom to abortion in France.
Of course. How are we even still having this conversation?
Oh my God,
the fact that it even needs to be put to a vote is disgraceful in itself.
And who are the 72 who said
no? Who the fuck are the 72, right? And if men were carrying babies, this would not be a vote.
Absolutely. So once they did that, following the vote, the Eiffel Tower was lit up with the words, my body, my choice.
Lovely.
I love that.
Lovely. I love that. Go France. Thank you.
Okay, you're also going to love this. There's been research this week about how a few minutes exercise can unleash your creativity, even if you hate it.
Lauren, I don't know what to tell you, but this is a very interesting piece of research, isn't it?
So they're saying that researchers are finding remarkable links between movement and blue sky thinking. So if you need to get your creative juices flowing, get moving. A long line of influential thinkers have instinctively moved their bodies to open their minds. And now scientists are not just confirming the link between exercise and creativity, but they are unpicking precisely how it works. So they're basically saying that this isn't about fitness, but it's about just how the very act of moving the body can help the brain think outside the box and be really creative.
But don't you find, like, on your morning walks is when your creative juices start flowing a lot more, or after you've just been for the walk?
Yes, or suddenly you can remember the name of something, or suddenly you remember that you have to send that email, or suddenly the idea or something you were like confused over pops into your head.
It unlocks a whole cupboard that has been shut overnight.
Yes, yes. It's a real thing.
But you do move. It's not like you're not a stagnant person. You do move your body all the time. I wouldn't call you still. Why are you laughing?
You wouldn't call me still. Okay, good. Am I more sparkling than still?
You are sparkling.
Oh, thanks.
But you're not a sloth.
You're like a Red Bull.
I'm actually not these days.
I'm like gentle sparkling.
I kind of, I went to the gym this morning. I only did shoulders and I did a couple of arm exercises. So it's like a bit of a rest day, to be honest. I know you don't understand what that means.
I mean, I do have these conversations with Zach. I'm like, how was the gym? Fine. It was leg day. I'm like, okay.
Leg day is the best day.
I'm like, okay, great.
Leg day is the best day of the week. And you know what I do now? I do two leg days a week because fuck it. Life is too short and you need to enjoy these things.
Okay.
Does he like leg day, Zach?
He likes all the days. He likes arm day, chest and shoulders day, and leg
chest
day.
Chest and shoulders for men is more of a thing.
All the days are good days for him.
Yeah. God, I like that you check in with him, with his gym activity. We never check in with mine.
I check in with him more because he is a 17-year-old boy. There are limited amounts of things we have in common right now. He basically likes chicken,
So you go for the gym.
Yeah, he likes chicken, protein powder, the gym, and his girlfriend, and football.
I just love that you said there's limited things we have in common, so I'm going to ask him about the gym. That's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Because FYI, you don't have that in common.
No, we don't have that in common.
Can I bring something to the show this week,
please? I love you
too. So we've just had the Oscars.
Yeah, we have.
Did you watch them?
I watched all the highlights and best bits and the full rundown of who won, but I didn't sit and watch it because I was actually at a wedding.
No, it was also very late. And I just wanted to talk about the best supporting actress, Divine Joy Randolph. Her speech was absolutely beautiful.
So she's in The Holdovers, isn't she? Which I haven't seen. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
It's supposed to be great.
And I don't know her as an actress.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a brilliant film.
She basically said, I prayed for so long. I always wanted to be different. But now I realise that I just need to be myself. I thank you for seeing me.
Nice.
Is that not amazing?
Nice.
She's got this shining moment, this global moment of her life, the pinnacle of her career. Mm. And she comes with such a powerful message for all women that feel like they're just not enough. And there are so many of us that have gone through that journey and continue to go through that journey. And I just loved her for it.
I kind of feel divided on this whole Oscars acceptance speech thing, because on one hand, yes, it's the most unbelievable moment to have the biggest platform of the week and to say something that could really impact, help, support other people, other women, other men, or whatever it is you want to do. And on the other hand, I'm like, it's an acting award. Just thank your agent and fuck off back to your seat. I don't know. Like, half of me feels like you're an actor. You are paid to read lines that someone else wrote, that someone else is telling you how to do. Like, you're not a politician. You're not a player in the game.
No.
Just say thank you and sit down.
You are going to get crucified for this.
I don't know. What I'm saying is I feel divided on whether I think people should use it as a moment to
inspire.
Or not inspire, but go for stuff or just say thanks.
Why would you not take that moment and create that moment for yourself and remember it in such a powerful, inspiring, uplifting way? Of course, go for that moment. You might never get it again. And what it only takes to get to that moment, my God, stand in it for all it's worth. Don't just go, I thank my agent, thank you so much. You know what it's taken these people to get to that stage?
Some of them a lot, some of them not so much.
I bet all of them.
There are some people who've had 30 years in the business and never got an Oscar and really deserve one.
Christopher Nolan won Best Director and he's one of the most esteemed directors around. He's never won an Oscar.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Well, it's not now because now he's got one.
Good for him.
But what I'm saying is that he's taken his whole career and it was exceptional piece of work, what he directed.
I'm just not sure that I want to take life advice from actors. That's, and having known many actors for many years, because my job was as an actor's agent before I did this job, like, I don't know if I want to take life advice from an actor. That's what I'm saying to you.
Do you think what she said was powerful?
I like what she said. I think it was a great thing to say in this particular case, but I don't think it is always the case. I don't think you should always be using it as a platform for your own stuff. I don't know. Nicole is not agreeing with me.
I'm not agreeing with you. And I don't want to violently disagree with you, but let's let it be known that I do. Anyway, I loved it. I loved the message. I loved what she gave in that moment to other women. To me, sitting on, in bed watching it, I just felt so uplifted by her presence, by her story. I don't even know her story, but you could just see everything in that moment. And the gratitude was just absolutely beautiful to witness. And I don't even know this actress.
Yeah, she's a good actress.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research, scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care club.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This is what's going up in the wellness world, in the world generally this week. Millennials.
They're going up.
They're going up.
How can they go up anymore?
A new report has found they are set to become the richest generation in history.
Wow.
Once their property-rich parents die and leave their wealth.
Not because of their own accomplishments.
Nope. Because they've got parents who own property.
Oh, that is rubbish. That is rubbish.
It's rubbish for us. It's good for them.
No, but you'd think, I would like that story if it was because they are such an accomplished generation.
Well, I mean, that's not the kind of main main word attached to millennials, is it really? Mm-mm. No. Dressing nearly nude in public.
Don't most like 17-year-old girls do this?
Olivia Wilde, yep. Harry Styles' ex, she wore a completely sheer top, no bra at Paris Fashion Week, as did half the front row. Bianca Censori, oh my lord, she is the wife of Kanye. I don't know if you've seen her.
I didn't even know he got remarried.
I don't know if it's coercive control. I don't know what is going on there, but she's basically like a porn star Barbie. And he takes her around and she's pretty much near naked most of the time. And last week she was wearing just some sheer tights, but no knickers underneath. nothing underneath. The full bottom and nunny on display in public going shopping. She was nearly arrested in Paris for this non outfit. That was the outfit.
What's that about?
I don't know.
What is that about?
I mean, listen, the woman has a body.
But that's not the point. It is actually not legal to go out wearing no clothes.
Full nunny on display.
That's not okay.
It was a thing.
That is not okay.
Christian Stewart.
She's married to Kanye West. I mean,
well, that's what they're saying. It's all very odd.
But you have to be odd to be married to Kanye West.
I don't think so. Kristen Stewart, she wore a very, very barely there, ultra high leg, like leotard thing to her premiere. And even Gwynny.
No.
Even the GP.
No.
She didn't. A completely sheer mesh shirt to a pre-Oscars party. Blazer on top, obvs, because she's 52 and she kept it approved.
She looked banging.
She looked fucking great. But I'm just saying, near naked, it's on.
Do you know what look I am loving at the moment? And it's actually a bit late.
Uh-huh.
It's like that sparkly mesh. Mm. It looks like wire, but it's sparkle top.
Yes.
Underneath the blazer, you can also see that now you're not wearing a bra, but you have exactly what she did. Yeah. Put the blazer on top so it's appropriate. Really sexy, really understated, but really kind of not. I think it's so cool.
I think you should wear that to like Waitrose next week.
Okay.
Do it.
I don't have it.
Buy one. And also, how do you feel about this? Stay-at-home boyfriends are the new media stars.
Stay-at-home boyfriends? I don't even understand what that is.
A role-reversed domestic setup has made men internet stars, cooking, cleaning, and even braiding their partner's hair. William Conrad, he is the poster boy for stay-at-home boyfriends. He is the boyfriend of this incredible content creator, which apparently is a job now, just that's her whole job. And no, he is the leader of the trend.
No.
What?
You can't do that.
Why?
Because you can't say apparently this is a job now in a very sort of condescending way, because it is a job.
Well, it is.
People work very hard. And by the way, we are in a content space and we actually know how difficult it is to create constant fucking content.
Well, she is such a content
creator.
Don't
be sour because she's probably making more money than us at it.
More money? Her boyfriend is staying at home to braid her hair and cook for her. So she's obviously making more money than us. I would love to ask Adam.
Pause. Oh, yeah. That's exactly where I was going. Yeah.
I'd like you to phone Adam and say, Adam, if I make enough money, will you stay home, cook, clean, and braid my hair for a living?
I was just about to ask you the same with Ollie.
Ollie doesn't know what the word braiding means. We have no daughters. So braiding is not a word that's
ever
entered
our
house.
Doesn't have to braid hair.
That would be an ask for him.
Can you imagine? You were making like millions of pounds and he didn't need to work.
Yeah. He'd still work.
There is no way he would stay at home and do all the washing and do all the cooking and you would just go out and just be like a boss babe.
He would be like, you're making millions of pounds, hire a fleet of staff and pay them to do all the stuff at home and I'll go and like do some fun stuff.
He'll go play tennis.
Yeah, he would go and play tennis. He'd buy a boat, a big boat,
yeah,
and he'd play tennis.
He would go to the pond every day.
Yeah, he'd buy the pond.
He'd be very happy. He doesn't need to buy the pond. No, he needs to be flash. He can go swim in the pond.
He could buy his own pond. He could build his own pond.
No, but he likes the camaraderie at the pond.
No, you're right. He does.
In Hampstead
Heath.
He loves it.
He likes the chat.
He loves all of it.
Yeah.
So you don't take that away from him.
Okay, I won't.
So he can go to the pond and then he can come back and he can play tennis with Adam because you and I are making millions. So they can both stop working.
Yeah. And we both have tennis courts at home, obviously, in our huge mansion.
And then we would come home and dinner would not be made.
Well, it would because the staff.
And the washing would not be done.
The staff.
And we would be so fucked off.
Yeah. I can't see men of their generation agreeing to be stay-at-home boyfriends.
No.
Also,
They're too old.
I don't know if I'd want a stay-at-home boyfriend.
Yeah, but you're also of a different generation.
Yeah.
So you have to acknowledge that your mindset is very different and your conditioning is very different around it.
How would you feel about coming home to a stay-at-home boyfriend?
I'm in the same generation as you.
I know, but how would you feel about it?
Listen, if he was A, hot.
Yeah.
B, very loving and supportive and sweet and kind and considerate and all those things and really funny.
Yeah.
And he was making me dinner and he was like sorting the house out and just so I could come home and we could just hang out.
Mm.
I'm like fucking here for it. But he has to have some sort of oomph about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if he's, I don't know, like in the process of writing a book or he wants to do something cool and he's just taking some time out to do that, that's fine. But he has to have some sort of passion project in the pipeline.
What if his passion project was like tropical fish?
Why travel?
What just mean? Something really deeply unsexy.
Or like stamps.
Yes. Like, guess what, Nicole? You won't believe it.
Listen,
I got a penny farthing from Belgium this morning in the post. Would you be like, wow.
I'll be honest, right? My husband is obsessed with tennis.
Yeah, I know.
And so every time he plays a match, we have to have a deep debrief of the match. And I like tennis.
Yeah.
I really like tennis. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's one of the only sports that I A, understand, and B, quite enjoy watching and playing.
Yeah.
I'm terrible, but still. And I still find it dull.
Well, it's not as dull as stamps.
That's what I'm saying. So if it's tropical fish or stamps, I don't think I'm going to do very well with that.
I'm saying no to the stay-at-home boyfriend. I don't want one. Thank you. I'd rather do all the grunt and dirty work myself.
You know what? It's lucky because you don't have one.
And I'm never going to. Okay, I'm going to tell you what's going down now. Normal app dating. This is gone. It is now...
being replaced with what?
The jobification of dating. Think Hinge meets LinkedIn.
Is there an app that is like Hinge meets LinkedIn?
I think there are a few, and people are creating date me docs, which are basically CVs for dating with a cover letter. And some people are doing PowerPoint presentations, PowerPoint, or creating an actual website, nicolegoodman.com, which they are creating just to attract a partner. So it's basically become a job.
What happened to the days of going to a bar, seeing a guy or a girl across the room, thinking they're hot, trying to catch their eye, and then eventually throughout the evening you get talking to them and then you go on a date and then, you know, what happened to that? Mm. That's gone, right? Mm.
Because the thing
is... this is not sexy.
The thing about all of this is exactly my feeling, is you could look at, receive the perfect CV with the perfect cover letter, you could enjoy the PowerPoint presentation, but then when you actually meet them in the flesh...
there's no chemistry.
Right! You can't fix chemistry.
And you can't fake it.
No.
And you can't allow for it on a Word document.
No.
You just can't.
No.
Chemistry is chemistry. And sometimes it's not even, doesn't even make sense. Yeah. But it just is. You and can't, that's the beauty of it.
Cannot PowerPoint passion. That is my strapline for the week, my friend.
Is a sound bite.
Thanks.
That is a sound bite. Love that.
Now, you and I, we're both addicted to MAFSA. Let's not lie.
Oh my God. This is all your fault.
I take full responsibility.
You have to take responsibility for something else.
What?
Because my 15, nearly 16 year old is also bang into it.
Yeah.
And she's got GCSEs in 9 weeks.
Oh, excuse me. You say this, and then she said on the phone the other day, Lauren, you won't believe it, I'm trying to do my maths paper, and Mum is saying, can you hurry up? Because I want to watch maths. So if I fail my maths GCSE, it's her fault. And you said it was my fault.
It's your fault.
It's my fault. It is.
I did say, can you hurry up? And I didn't, yeah, I did. Yeah,
The maths. Daisy, never mind the maths paper. Come and watch MAFSA. It's maths over maths.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. So,
well, you are full of the soundbites today. What is going on?
I took my herb tender mushroom adaptogens this morning. I'm not joking. My brain is switched on like a light. I'm fully on it. Okay, I'm watching something else. I don't want to make you watch more TV, but I am also watching Mary and George.
I haven't started, but I've got it recorded.
Okay, let me just give you the top line. Costumes, castles, fucking, swearing.
Isn't it just Bridgerton?
Feasts, no. Stabbings, blood, sex, lust, power, greed.
Sounds great.
It's Julianne Moore, obsessed with her. And she plays Mary Villiers. She's a woman of humble beginnings, but with much ambition. And she molds her second son, George, to seduce King James and become his all-powerful lover. And so George, her son, is thrust into the spotlight, and Mary starts masterminding and manipulating the king. And it is a true story. That is what is most shocking about
this. Okay, I'm in. I've got it recorded. I'm in. I can't wait.
I'm 7 episodes in. No, hang on. There are 8 episodes. No, there are 7 episodes. I'm 5 in. Whew. It's quite steamy. It's quite steamy. I'll tell you that.
My husband's away this week. Shall I not bother then?
No, I would bother. Bother away.
Bother whilst he's away.
Bother away.
Really?
Yeah, bother away.
Maybe when he gets back, he'll be very happy.
Maybe. see how it goes
okay.
for you.
Okay, I shall report back next Friday.
Okay.
So we have a bit of a surprise for next week's show, don't we?
Yes.
We are doing one of our trialing out things, which we haven't done for ages, but we decided to bring it back.
Throw it back to the old school ways.
Yeah, we are testing out the Miracle Morning. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to do. There were 5 things you're supposed to do in a morning, is that right?
I can't remember now.
It's good.
Yeah, because we recorded it a while ago, this show.
It in like September.
Yeah, a while ago. But it's coming out on Monday. It's a good show.
Oh, it's a really funny show. Lauren tells us a secret about her. She has something in her background that you won't want to miss. So make sure you stay tuned on Monday for that. Thank you for all your messages this week. They really do mean the world to us. Please do keep them coming in because we love the feedback on how you're finding the shows. And we would love to know more about what you're loving, what you're not loving, what you would like to see more of, what you would like to hear less of, and so that we can create a show that you want to listen to.
Absolutely.
If you want to be in touch, hello@selfcareclub.co.uk. And all of our links are in our show notes below. If you want to buy our book, that is also there. Or you can search for Have You Tried This on Amazon. And we will be back on Monday.
See you then.